This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Billy Stats here with Fox Sports Knoxville, and I'm here to tell you DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $150 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win the next game, and if they do, you will claim $150 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Hour number two of the Blitz starts now, live here on Fan Run Radio. Like I said, over at fanrunradio.com, click that live link at the top, FM 105.7, AM 1340. If you're on the old school, thank you for tuning in to us. Always head over to our Periscope feed. That's at Fox Sports Knox. We are live on Facebook and live on Twitter. And hey, if you like an app, you need something mobile, take us with you wherever you may go with the Fan Run Radio app in app stores, wherever you get your apps. Start hour number two off with a little opening drive. Give you all the headlines. First down. Name, image, likeness is spreading like wildfire across all of the collegiate athletic landscape. Hey, and finally it hits home here in Knoxville, Tennessee. The basketball king of the Upper East Tennessee, as they say right here in this article, and the fast food king as well, are officially joining forces. You've heard him talk about it many, many times. It's his favorite place to eat from his hometown. But Folky, that's right, John Fulkerson and pal Sudden Service have scheduled a Monday press event to announce a partnership that will profit off the name, image, and likeness. The Tennessee Star, noted fan of the popular restaurant chain that has several locations in the Upper East Tennessee region. He's mentioned it publicly for the last couple of years. But the all-SEC forward from Kingsport will be joining forces with Pals, and he will be one of their new spokespersons moving forward due to name, image, and likeness. Fulkerson, representatives of his family and Pals executive Adam Crosby, will speak to reporters at Monday's event. And, hey, name, image, likeness went into effect on July 1st. Fulkerson took to Twitter then and expressed his desire to team up with Pals, and let's just say he spoke it into existence and manifested that. So Fulkerson will have many other opportunities as well. He's also working out a deal with popular Knoxville vintage shirt shop, Nothing Too Fancy. So shout out to Folky. Get in the bag.
About time.
So Folky and Pals are having a joint press conference at a Pal's location in Kingsport on Monday at 10 a.m.
You gonna go up there and report live?
I think
for us?
One of us should.
Bring back the friend. When I went to Pal's, hey, no offense to Folk, he's getting the bag and he loves Pal's. That was the best thing that I did have was the Frenchie fries. And it's kind of funny how Frenchie fries. And I got a peach tea, peachy tea. The guy, as he was calling it back to people.
Have you seen those TikToks?
I gotta give it another shot.
Have you seen those TikToks where like they go and order food from a restaurant, but they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know what that is. Can you call it by its actual name? And then it's like something weird, or most of the time, like I can't say it on radio. But yeah, that's kind of what it reminds me of with like
really?
Frenchie fries and
wow.
A peachy tea. Like
the peachy tea.
I honestly can't even get close in my brain to figuring out what you're talking about, but I'm really
I'd have
intrigued.
To show you during the break.
Yeah.
It's one of those things, you just have to see it for yourself. But yeah. Proud for John Fulkerson as he gets the profits off his name, image, likeness.
Yeah, what if they're Folky fries, Chance?
I guarantee they'll probably do during basketball season. They probably will promote
John Fulkerson had double Tim
come
Hortons
in and get the
night.
Folky
get
burger.
Get a free Folky fry with your Folky
right?
burger.
Right? That's what they can do now. The possibilities are endless for John Fulkerson.
I hope they start selling s'mores, but they name them after John Fulkerson.
They're going to do something with it, I'm sure, especially when basketball season rolls around.
S'mores are an underrated food, Chance.
I like s'mores, but I like
more places should serve s'mores.
I'm a non-traditional.
I'm not a big chocolate
guy.
Person. So.
I like s'mores with Reese's in place of Hershey's.
Oh, so you're
let's see,
a bad
that would
person.
Be good because like I don't like Hershey's chocolate at all.
It's really good. Yeah, I switch it up. You put the Reese's
Hershey's
on
milk chocolate is like my favorite thing ever, but I don't like Reese's very much.
And that is the weirdest thing ever. Yeah. Like I'm serious, and I know that
Hershey's milk chocolate with almonds in it.
I say you
my
don't like nice things a lot, but I don't really know too many people that don't like Reese's.
You know who doesn't like that? Bear.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't.
I don't like the fake peanut butter
You're right.
taste.
You're
like
right.
the faux peanut butter.
They even have the ones now, they're called peanut butter lovers, and they put more peanut butter.
Yeah, I I don't dislike Reese's, but I just don't really like.
I mean, it's just not creamy peanut butter out of
good.
A jar.
Like,
it's just
don't...
mixed into a chocolate cup.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not like real peanut butter. It's faux peanut butter.
It's still real.
That's like
goat tier candy from a gas station.
It's like
just
artificial peanut butter.
It's not at all.
Yes, it is.
Second down. The Los Angeles Lakers made some movement last night, and they agreed to a deal with the Washington Wizards to acquire Russell Westbrook in exchange for Kyle Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, and the number 22 pick in Thursday night's NBA draft that happened. The Wizards are sending the 2024 and 2028 second-round picks to the Lakers to complete the deal. According to The Athletic, the Wizards took the number 22 pick and spun it to the Indiana Pacers for point guard Aaron Holiday, the younger brother of Team USA member and current NBA champion Drew Holiday. With that pick, the Pacers also took Kentucky forward Isaiah Jackson. Montrezl Harrell did opt into his $9.7 million player option for next season. He kind of had to because he had a really bad season. Nobody else was giving him more than that. And Lakers also had some talks with possibly acquiring Buddy Hield. But Westbrook will join LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and company, giving the team a 9-time All-Star point guard and a guy who's averaged a triple-double in a season 4 times in his career so far. He gives the Lakers 2 of the top 5 players in career triple-doubles. Westbrook has 184, LeBron James with 99. This is also Westbrook's 4th team in as many seasons, though, and he will be the 5th former MVP to play for 4 different franchises in a span of 4 seasons or fewer, joining Bob McAdoo, Shaquille O'Neal, Allen Iverson, and Derrick Rose. What do you guys think about this? Wizards acquired Westbrook last year from the Rockets as part of the John Wall deal. The trade can't officially be announced until August 6th when the salary cap becomes official, but Westbrook did pin a goodbye to DC on social media Thursday night. Is this a good move?
I think it is. I really do. I know Westbrook gets a lot of hate, a lot of slander for the way he plays, but I mean, you got to think too. When he's getting his triple doubles, he's dishing out assists, and that's what the Lakers need right now. They need somebody else who can facilitate the floor.
Yeah,
he I might not be the triple double machine like he is now in LA, because you know you're gonna have AD and LeBron also getting boards. But I think this move does make them, like, if they weren't already legit title contenders, they're favorites now.
Yeah, Dennis Schroeder was their point guard this past season, but he turned down their maximum extension that he was eligible to be offered by the Lakers to pursue a more lucrative deal as a free agent. I like it, too. I know a lot of people are like, oh, how's this going to work? They both demand the ball a lot, speaking about LeBron and Westbrook. And then people say, well, where's the shooting going to come from? But I always think that when you put this type of caliber star with those other two guys, that it's going to elevate his game more, and he'll find his role, and he'll take a backseat when he has to, or he'll still be Russell Westbrook and go out and get your triple-doubles when he needs to. Because the guy, one thing we can't say about Russell Westbrook, you have never seen him play and really dog it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guy that people talk about.
He's hardest worker in the NBA.
Yeah, it's a must-see experience when you watch him live. He's giving you 110%. He's a high-motor player, and he plays and puts it all out on the floor for all of the fans and for himself. So I really like it. I do still think they need some shooters to surround those guys with. But you give me AD, Russell Westbrook, and LeBron James, I'm at least the favorite out of the West. I honestly believe that. And I just think that LeBron and AD is going to elevate him and make him play at even better level.
Not to mention LA is home for Russell Westbrook too. So now
there's something to be said about going home.
Yeah.
There's always something to be. But for Washington, this deal helps out Bradley Beal in the long run. As Charlie said, that was a false report earlier. He does not want out of Washington. But it creates salary cap flexibility for them to add some talent around him as he enters the last year of his contract and is poised to be a free agent next offseason or stay with the Wizards. The trade opens up about $25 million in cap space.
I still don't like the way Russ fits with the Lakers. I agree with the people that would criticize it.
I mean, a lot of people have been criticizing
the lack of shooting. I mean, LeBron and Russell both are capable shooters, but not the kind of shooters that excite you necessarily.
Well, likely not the kind of shooters that you need to compete at a high level night in, night out. That's what the Lakers struggled with, not having shooters around LeBron and AD, but I still think it's a pretty good matchup, and I'll take them as being the favorites moving forward. But, hey, third down, little soccer news, Olympic news. The U.S. women's national team wins on penalty kicks against the Netherlands, so we'll reach the Olympic semifinals and did it in exciting fashion. All the talk about everything that they have been going through, you know, whether you want to talk about the political stuff, as well as how they've came up short in some games, but they were able to pull it out and get to move on. And then the men's side, the U.S. men's national team, they win last night against Qatar in the CONCACAF Gold Cup.
Can anyone out there explain to me how Qatar is playing in the Gold Cup? They're not a part of CONCACAF, are they? They're in the Middle East.
I guess they are.
I know nothing about soccer, so I...
Yeah, I'm kind of confused there because I thought CONCACAF was what, all North America?
I mean, like, yeah, like North America and you know, like a little ocean. I mean, I guess, like, maybe a little ocean. I don't know, but... like Belize, Guadalupe, Guatemala, Suriname, you know, yeah. All those. I can't figure it out. Barbados. Let's see. QRSD. Okay.
TV.
They're not a member.
They're not.
They're not a CONCACAF member. I don't understand it. And I asked my soccer friends too. I was like, hey, what's Qatar doing in the CONCACAF Gold Cup? And they did not have an answer.
Well, the women's national team will play for the semifinals against Canada for a spot in the gold medal match, and then, like we said, the men's national team will be playing in the final against Mexico.
That's going to be a tense one.
For the Gold Cup final. So we'll keep you updated on that for all of our soccer-loving people out there. And then finally, fourth down, Major League Baseball news. We kind of talked about the trade deadline earlier in the first hour, but the New York Yankees acquired all-star first baseman Anthony Rizzo from the Chicago Cubs on Thursday. Right-handed pitcher Alexander Vizcaino, outfielder Kevin Alcantara, and both minor leaguers will head from New York to Chicago in the trade. That sets up the Yankees, as we said, in 24 hours they acquire Joey Gallo and then also Anthony Rizzo, some left-handed bats they desperately needed in their lineup. They also acquired cash considerations from the Cubs, but didn't specify the amount. But Rizzo, longtime Cub favorite, there's been a lot of talk about possibly moving him. He is moved to New York. Still by me, some movement with Javi Baez coming up and possibly Chris Bryant as the trade deadline looms today. And then as we talked about, Cal Schwarber, he's on the move to the Washington Red Sox from the Nationals. He's had a hot season so far, but he's on the injury list right now for right hamstring strain. Expect to be back within a week or so. He had a monster June before getting hurt, though, hitting 16 home runs in the month. He's batting .253 with 25 home runs, 53 RBIs in 2021 so far. He made his first All-Star team this year as well. Nationals are getting minor league right-handed pitcher Aldo Ramirez in return for Schwarber. Schwarber signed a one-year, $10 million deal with the Nationals after being non-tendered by the Chicago Cubs last season. He does have an $11.5 million mutual option for 2022 that includes a $3 million buyout. He will see time as designated hitter as well as outfield for the Red Sox. They did designate Brandon Workman for assignment to make room for Schwarber on the 40-man roster. And as we told you earlier, Max Scherzer and Trey Turner headed to the Los Angeles Dodgers, which are your clear-cut favorites for World Series champions now. So a lot of action. A lot of action in the NBA. A lot of action on the MLB side of things.
I don't know who our team is. Yeah, like, right. I don't know who our players are going to be when we play tonight. at 7:05.
I know, man. You guys are...
Between the COVID and the traded away players, I don't know who our roster
you
is.
You play Philly again tonight?
The Cubs.
Oh, Cubs.
They don't know who their roster is either. It'll be... we might as well watch a minor league baseball game instead of that one.
They'll be sitting a lot of guys. But, hey!
Can't crush my spirit. I decided that we're going to come back and win the division down 7.5 games without any of our best players. Let's do it.
I like it, Charlie. I like it. Let's go. That was your opening drive for this Friday. On the other side, we'll go ahead and jump into our NFL preview edition. Today, the AFC West. Keep it locked here for Fan Run Radio. This is The Blitz.
Buzzing all the bells out the box. I just hit a lick with the box. Had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole seal. I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deal.
Welcome back to The Blitz. Rolling along right here on Fan Run Radio. 865-546-8200. That's our number. Before we get into our NFL preview, we'll take a quick time out and go ahead and get a call from Penny over on the Fan Run Radio phone lines. Penny, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? How you
what's
guys
up,
doing?
Man? How are you?
Doing pretty well, especially after that draft.
What do you think about your Warriors?
we'll see what happens with these picks. I don't know what they got or what they have up their sleeves, but if things stay the same, I don't know how they're going to go. They're going to win a championship, so they got to have some type of trade to go along with that.
I got a quick question for everybody here, and especially because you're a Warriors fan. You think it was fair for, I think their GM, was it Bob Myers? He put a lot of pressure on Klay Thompson. They asked him, pretty much the outlook of next season. He said it all starts with Klay. It depends on Klay.
I mean, I don't feel like, he's saying it depends on Klay to produce and be a star. I think he's just saying, it depends on the outlook of Klay as in, will he be healthy and able to be a part of the team? So, I wouldn't say that puts any unfair pressure on him.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll agree. It's just weird to believe that, I don't know, to try the whole team out with Wiggins and Oubre. There's a lot of things that they've got to figure out. And I don't know that Oubre is a great fit for them, nor Wiggins. So I expect lots of deals to happen going forward with the Warriors. But to me, the biggest surprise, and you guys did a really good draft analysis or trade analysis of Westbrook to the Lakers, but I also wanted to add a bit of piece of, sort of issue or drama. Right now we know who Westbrook is. We know what he's committed to doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's clear he's not committed to perfecting his jump shot. So going into the season, if you can get a player like Westbrook, you can get that. But in the playoffs, when things slow down, and I don't know if you guys remember in the bubble, if you remember, the Lakers were the specific team that literally played 15 feet off of Westbrook and dared him to shoot threes.
They did.
So considering they need three-pointers, especially with Kuz gone, they're going to have to fill those pieces. It's just weird to believe that they're inviting this drama for a high-salary player.
It's very true.
To believe that what?
Nah, that's true. I was going to say, do we think it's too late in his career that he can fix his jump shot? Because as a Bulls fan, I remember early on, before he was the MVP, Derrick Rose had a lot of criticism. He had a nice mid-range game, but he couldn't shoot the outside shot at all. And he basically relied on kind of a Westbrook type of player, penetrating to the basket, getting to the rim, using his athleticism. But he really did take one offseason, and he worked on his jumper the entire offseason, and he became a much better player. But I tend to think, I guess maybe it's a little bit too late for Westbrook because he hasn't shown that commitment. He hasn't really tried to up his three-point percentage. And he's been an elite player. Like, this is a guy that, averaged a triple-double 4 seasons, been an MVP. So it's not like he's not a great player. He's just – that's where he's lacking. He does not have any type of jump shot and has not worked on it.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with you that this trade just doesn't make a ton of sense with the way that stylistically, you know, LeBron and Russell Westbrook match up together. And it's not necessarily what the team needs. Like you said, their biggest – weakness a year ago was their inability to shoot, and it's not like Russell Westbrook helps that in any facet at all. But speaking of players that can't shoot, you said you're a Warriors fan. The Warriors have been, you know, interested in Ben Simmons. Penny, how would you feel about, you know, Ben Simmons and the Warriors potentially coming together?
Bad fit.
Here is where I will correlate Ben Simmons and Westbrook. If you were to say that Westbrook said that he's going to be in the gym all summer long and he's going to make sure that he improves his shot, this is where I will give Westbrook. Westbrook will put in the work. It doesn't matter what it takes. With Ben Simmons, especially with the way that he's around these women, no, nothing against him going out there and having his love interest. He's too young and too undisciplined to understand the need for him to improve his jump shot. So I would be worried if they got Ben Simmons because I don't think his work ethic is there. And with all the distractions in San Francisco, if you're this undisciplined this early in your career, oh man, with all the distractions that's going on in San Francisco, especially if he gets hooked up with Clay, Clay likes the ladies as well. I don't like that.
Yeah, I mean, the Heat, another team that's been linked to being interested in Ben Simmons. I'm a Heat guy myself. I'm terrified of giving up anything of value to acquire Ben Simmons, of all people. You know, I think he's a bum, personally. There's just not much that I like about him. Yeah, he can, you know, he can post up smaller guards, I guess, but if it's a second half, you got to worry, is he even going to take a shot? He's a great defender, sure, but... You know, you have to then surround him with shooters to make up for his inability to shoot. And that didn't work out well for the 76ers at all. And the 76ers are asking for a crazy amount, too. They asked last night for the Warriors two picks in last night's draft, two more first-rounders, Wiseman and Wiggins for Ben Simmons. That's absurd.
Yeah, they didn't really want – I don't feel like they really wanted to get rid of him. So if they believe that they're going to add some type of discipline to his game, okay, keep pretending to yourself. And you go ahead and keep dealing with him and deal with that drama.
Yeah, they definitely have a problem there. Anything else that stuck out to you from the NBA draft last night?
I mean, you know, they make a big deal, and I understand it because these are kids that are getting drafted. I did like the way that the NBA did the tribute to the kid from
Terrence
Kentucky.
Clark. Yeah, Terrence Clark. That's what Terrence we talked Clark, about, yeah. too. That was some good stuff. That was a big-time move by the league.
Yeah, that was awesome. But everybody else, I mean, including Cade Cunningham, I mean, you just never know. You don't know who's going to get hurt, what situations are going to arise. But it's going to be interesting to see how the season goes. I love the NBA and the NBA draft.
That is a good point because so often in the past years, we've seen guys come out of college. I mean, great guys, great players that are absolutely one-of-a-kind talent. And you just sometimes it's about where they end up, what franchise they end up in, how is that franchise going to motivate them? Is it a tough-nosed, hard-working establishment like the Miami Heat? Or is it somewhere you go to like, I don't know, the T-Wolves and you get lost in the fold because there's no accountability? Like, it's – we've seen that happen so many times. So that is a good point that you just never know because you can be elite and get to the wrong situation and then turn into a very forgotten type of player.
Hey, before we gotta move on, Penny, who's your favorite player or who's your favorite prospect in this draft, do you think? Besides, I guess, the obvious answer of Cade Cunningham.
You know, it's hard to go away from Cade Cunningham particularly because of the opportunity that he will get with the minutes. If you look at Detroit last season, I mean, they really were committed to allowing their players to either succeed or fail on the floor. And other than that, I mean, look at these other teams, man. They're going to have to plug and play, and we don't know if everybody's game is going to fit into that, including the Warriors. That's the hard thing about drafting these young players, man. These young players, especially in today's game, they come from the AAU circuit or they come from college, and they leave college because, hey, I want to make this money and I want to play now. So it's other than Cade Cunningham, and I really like Jalen Green too, though. So maybe Jalen Green.
Hey, good stuff from you, Penny. Hey, we appreciate the call. As always, we got to hit a break, though, man. Have a great weekend, buddy.
All right, you guys. You too.
Hey, 865-546-8200 if you want to get on with us. 546-8200. Good stuff from Penny. Always appreciate the call from him. Another quick timeout. We'll come back and we'll get into that NFL AFC West preview.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door and the whole world turns. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back where I sit alone. Think of losing you.
Welcome back to the Blitz, live here on Fan Run Radio. FM 105.7 AM 1340. Chance, Charlie, and GP through with you. Time to go ahead and get into our AFC West Previewing all the divisions, division by division, conference by conference, ahead of the Hall of Fame game on Thursday. So, Charlie, go ahead and ask us your toughest questions and your storylines for the AFC West division this year.
Yeah, AFC West, somewhat intriguing. Obviously, you have arguably the most talented team, or at least the team that has Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs. You have a team with a fiery young quarterback that players, or I mean that analysts love, entering his second year with Justin Herbert. You have a Broncos team that is the most literal definition of a quote unquote quarterback away since in a very long time at least. And then you have a Raiders team that, well, they exist. They're out in they're in Vegas. They're having a good time. So I guess the first thing is just, is there any way realistically that any team challenges the Chiefs for the division? I mean, what would it take for someone else to be able to win?
Mahomes getting hurt.
Yeah, I would say Mahomes getting hurt, and I mean just stellar play. I mean the Raiders were pretty decent last year on offense. They were top 10 in both points and yards, but they don't have an effective defense. Broncos, who's going to be their quarterback? Don't really know. That's their biggest question. It's probably going to be Drew Locke, but if it's Teddy, how will Teddy do? And then the Chargers, Justin Herbert is great. I think he's going to be great, but I still don't think they have enough to really surpass the Chiefs. So the Chiefs were 14-2 last year. A lot of people have like said they believe they could go undefeated this year. Got a favorable schedule, but I still think they're top dogs here.
And shout out to Trey Smith, too, on the Chiefs.
Already jumped a starter.
Yeah.
Showing a lot of people they missed out on him. A lot of people worried about the medical concerns. But he was always highly touted as whenever he came to Tennessee that he'd be a first-round draft pick. Obviously had the medical issues. But he is now a starter on that Chiefs offensive line. So shout out to Trey Smith for getting the work done.
Yeah, I mean, the only way that the Chiefs don't win this division is, like you said, GP3, if Patrick Mahomes gets hurt. Maybe one other scenario where the Chiefs don't win this division, that Mahomes still stays healthy. The only one I could think of is if the Broncos are able to make a move for a star quarterback somehow, like maybe Deshaun Watson, and then Deshaun Watson's able to play. But even then, it would still be tough. Do love the Broncos roster, though, with, you know, their defense being what it is. And the weapons they have for a potential quarterback. So, looking at the Broncos, Drew Locke, do you think he takes any steps in the right direction this year, or do you think this is the year that he proves that he is not the guy and it's time to move on?
I think he's just painfully average. I think he's going to make some plays that'll make you think, wow, this guy might be a legit NFL starter, and then he'll make some dumb mistakes and cost his team a couple games. I don't think he's a long-term option, but I think he's going to be in the NFL for a while, at least as a backup.
Yeah, his big problem was accuracy. He was tied for league leading interceptions last season with 15. I think GP3 hit it all on the nail right there. He's just painfully average, or just average guy. Can he take the step this year? I'm not sure he can. They got a nice defense, though, but their main problem is the quarterback position and development of their quarterback position.
I mean, look at the weapons he has. Mm-hmm. The weapons he has are absurd. You know, you get Tim Patrick that doesn't even start. KJ Hamler doesn't even start because you have Jerry Jeudy and Courtland Sutton, and then, you know, Noah Fant and Albert Abukawanam.
Good name drop.
Who was that?
Alberto. the dude from Missouri. Big fan of him. You have the weapons Missouri that you connection. Want. I mean, Melvin Gordon at running back. You really do just need the one quarterback. And
quarterback.
Drew Locke, when he took over his rookie season in the back half of the year.
He had some glimpses of greatness.
He really did. I mean, he showed flashes. And certainly last year, you know, maybe the COVID offseason slows down his development. He did actually deal with not being able to play because of COVID at one point, I believe. Mm-hmm. You know, he injured his thumb. He injured his shoulder. He had Courtland Sutton get hurt. He had other weapons, you know, suffer some injuries too. So, you know, maybe last year wasn't the greatest indicator. And maybe, he, you know, he still can kind of recapture some of what he showed his rookie season with that potential. But I think, honestly, the Broncos have shown that they're not very patient either as an organization with quarterbacks. And I think Drew Lock ends up getting moved away from this offseason.
Can Teddy get it done?
Can Teddy get it done? I like Teddy. I've always liked Teddy. Can he get it done? Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I mean,
is Teddy Bridgewater,
he's not
can
really
we agree same. That he's better than Drew Lock?
Maybe.
I can't say that.
I can. I think Ted was pretty damn good in Minnesota to the bad injury that he.
Well,
that
yeah,
he had.
But
and he did a great job in New Orleans, you know, for Drew Brees when he was hurt.
Yeah, I mean, he was great in Minnesota, but you can't really. I mean, he's not anywhere close to the same player because he literally almost lost.
And I don't
his
think
life.
It's fair because Drew Lock, I don't think, has had enough time yet to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to count last season just because of all the. You know, other stuff going on.
Extenuating circumstances surrounding that season. But, I mean, Teddy, I love Teddy. Like, he's, like, one of I'm a big fan, one of my guys. But
I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't come in and start a couple games throughout the season.
Yeah, and I could definitely see, you know, Teddy taking over a starter at some point. But, I mean, in New Orleans, when he took over, yeah, they won games. He wasn't doing a lot. He was, you know, just being your typical game manager quarterback. He didn't.
Sometimes that's all you need with an exceptional defense that we think the Broncos.
But you asked if he
weapons.
Was better than Drew Lock, not if he's the right fit.
I believe he's the right fit, and I believe he's better than Lock right now.
I mean, he might be. Last year with the Panthers wasn't great.
No, it wasn't. It was, he had a bad year.
So I don't know if you can. I mean, I don't know if you can trust Teddy either, because since the knee injury, he's had everything set up for him with the Saints, and then a bad year with the Panthers. Well, Drew Lock had, you know, a great start to his rookie season and then a bad sophomore year with a bunch of extenuating circumstances. I think they're really similar players. You know, maybe Teddy is a better fit for that team. Maybe that's what they find out, that, you know, it'd be better to have a guy like Teddy that just does play it safe, that limits the turnovers, that gets the ball to the talented skill players they have and lets them do the work and just gives the defense a chance to win games. Maybe that's what they find out, and maybe that works. I don't think it's unrealistic to think that the Broncos could push for the playoffs if things go well, given I don't know what just happened there, but yeah, given the rest of their talent. What about the Raiders, though?
Raiders,
do you give them any chance this year?
I think this is last year that you give Derek Carr to kind of get it done. My opinion. This is now or never. He's got some pretty good talent around him. What's their tight end's name? Darren Waller?
Darren Waller, yeah.
Darren Waller. You got Josh Jacobs in the backfield. You also have they have the other Alabama receiver.
Henry Ruggs.
Henry Ruggs. So he's got some weapons out there, too, and it's time for him to bleep or get off the pot. I mean, I definitely
Derek Carr was really good last year.
Yeah.
People don't realize that Derek Carr was good.
So I'm saying they were top 10 offensive points and yards, so they were no slouches on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, like Derek Carr was good, and this Raiders team was competitive for a while until things just kind of collapsed within themselves. But they made some moves this offseason. They go get John Brown, who, in my opinion, is one of the sneakiest underrated receivers out there. He's just a guy that's going to get you like 6 receptions for 60 yards any time out, any given day. Bryan Edwards was one of my favorite receivers in the draft last year. I thought he was a steal of a pick in the mid rounds from South Carolina.
The Raiders did draft like 3 receivers in a row during that draft.
And, you know, I think he has a pretty good chance to start this year. And then obviously you have Henry Ruggs. And they're giving Willie Snead a chance. And they're giving Zay Jones another chance. So they're going to make sure they have some receivers. And then obviously Darren Waller, you know, challenged last year for potentially the best tight end in football. And Josh Jacobs is a stud. Plus, Kenyon Drake is a part of that team now, too. And they got a guy from Louisiana Lafayette, Trey Rogas, in the draft, who I think is a sleeper. So their offense looks solid. I mean, their defense, also, they made some big moves. You know, you go get Yannick Ngakoue, for example, to improve that pass rush, and you compare him with, you know, Clyde and Farrell, Jonathan Hankins and Max Crosby and Solomon Thomas. I think you have a pretty decent pass rush now. The secondary isn't terrible. The more that I talk about this Raiders team, the more that I say it out loud, the more it feels like they actually do have a chance.
They're pretty good.
I think they have a shot at making the playoffs. They don't have a shot at
contending
for the
division. That's not
division.
What I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
They can make the jump.
And then lastly, obviously, the Chargers, Justin Herbert, and a just slew of good receivers. A defense that's solid that gets their best player back this year.
No,
can
they're good.
Justin Herbert compete for the MVP this year?
No.
Does he take second-year jump?
I'm going to say it, no.
I don't think he takes that big of a jump. I think he just comes out and plays good football again like we saw this past season. He was a 67% completion percentage. I think it was like 33 touchdowns to 10 interceptions as a rookie. So that was pretty magnificent.
I mean, I personally think he's a guy that I'm probably going to just sprinkle a little MVP money on as a value bet. I really do think he can get it done.
Can he have some weeks where he looks like MVP? Sure.
He was absolutely incredible last year. Now, I'm not saying he's going to compete for an MVP, but I think he could. If you're throwing to Josh Palmer, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, and you're handing it off to Austin Eckler, and you got Jared Cook at tight end. I mean, it's a really solid offense, a lot of weapons, and they get their defense back this year a little bit too. They get Derwin James back healthy. Joey Bosa is there. The Chargers look like a really good team. I think that if anyone's going to challenge the Chiefs, it could be them. You know, I think the Chiefs will probably take this new 17-game schedule and figure out how to be the first team to go like 17-0. Or, you know, they'll be like 15-2. But I could definitely see the Chargers getting more than 10 wins. I think they probably do get more than 10 wins. But before we get out of here.
Quickly, the finish.
Your projected finish. Starting with you, Chance.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs, no doubt, at number one. Number two, I will go with the Chargers, followed by your Raiders, and then the Broncos.
How many of those teams make the playoffs?
Just the Chiefs.
Wow, okay.
I'm going the exact same order Chance has, but I think the Chargers make the playoffs also.
Yeah, give me the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Broncos, and then the Raiders.
Wait, you just spent 5 minutes hyping up the Raiders, talking about how good they're going to be. And then you put them behind the Broncos?
Curveball.
I wasn't really hyping them up. That talks about how Derek Carr was.
He may not have hyped them up, but I was very surprised he put them last.
I mean, I think they're the worst team.
Okay.
The Broncos are more talented on paper, but the Raiders have a better quarterback. So, you know, will the overall talent of the Broncos outweigh the quarterback of the Raiders? Maybe. At the end of the day, though, I think both of those teams finish, you know, within three games of the last wild card spot, and I think the Chargers are a wild card team, and the Chiefs, best record in the AFC again, obviously.
Hey, good stuff. That was AFC West preview right there. On Monday, we will do the AFC South. We wanted to save the Titans for all you Titans fans till Monday. We'll take a quick timeout. It's going to be real quick. We'll come back and finish up the show. Talk Sports Boys are in the building. They'll have you covered from noon until 3, followed by the drive from 3 to 6, overtime from 6 until 8 as we hit the weekend here at Fan Run Radio. Hey, final segment of the Blitz as we head into the weekend. Great week so far, though. If you missed any of the shows this week, you can go back and get them in podcast form. Like I said, Talk Sports Boys are in the crib. They're ready to go in the vestibule out there. We can do some quick if you haven't heard, if you guys got some quick ones, and then we'll get to the National Day calendar as we head to the weekend. Really good stuff, though, today. I really like this NFL previews that we've been doing.
If you haven't heard.
Yeah.
5-star freshman point guard Kennedy Chandler is signing a 5-figure NIL deal with a trading card company, according to an ESPN report.
That makes sense. That's big stuff right there. There was Mikey Williams. He's signed with Excel Sports for name, image, likeness deal, expected to generate millions for high school players. And he won't even be eligible for the NBA draft until 2024. The big-time prospect that everybody's following. He's 17, number 7 overall prospect. So, yeah, we love that for Kenny Chandler, though, man. This name, image, likeness stuff is huge. People are getting the bag.
Hey, if you haven't heard, 5-star defensive back Jacoby Matthews has decommitted from LSU. I don't know if Tennessee's really got any traction there, but this can't be good for LSU and Coach O. They don't seem to have it on the recruiting trail much anymore.
Maybe their loss could be our gain. Time to get out of here, though. Told you to be quick today, but National Day calendar on the way out. Today is National Cheesecake Day. You guys like cheesecake?
No.
Love a good cheesecake.
I love a good cheesecake, too. I like the original cheesecake. I like Reese's cheesecake and all the different flavors.
You go to the Cheesecake Factory and get you some of those?
Mm-hmm. That used to be my spot back in, when I was living in Middle Tennessee, always going to the one at Green Hills. But I go to this one here.
Cheesecake Factory sucks.
It's pretty good.
They just focus on making a bunch of things instead of a couple things good.
Hey, man.
Hey, their cheesecake. I've never eaten their actual food. I just go there and get their cheesecake.
Their food's good, too, in my opinion, but their cheesecake is immaculate. It's also National System Administrator Appreciation Day, National Whistleblower Day, National Father-in-Law Day. Shout out to all you guys with father-in-laws. Hey, Charlie, this is kind of up your alley. National Talking in the Elevator Day. You got stuck in the elevator. Hey,
I better have that fixed before I finish moving. I swear.
On the way out, as we hit the weekend, it's National Get Gnarly Day.
Gnarly.
So let's all get gnarly with it. Great week. My cough drop's sticking to my mouth. For Charlie, I know, right?
Gross.
No.
Oh, just stop talking.
For Charlie,
just
for GP3, I'm Chance. Hey, have a great weekend, and we'll do it all again on Monday right here on Fan Run Radio.